And we continue our coverage of higher education with a report about Boston University Law School, where one professor has come up with a surprising way to keep students engaged in class. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Everybody knows law school can be pretty tedious stuff, especially a class like contracts.
Okay, Ms. Rick, does Carbolic Smokeball Company condition its commitment on receiving a return commitment?
You mean like...
A few minutes in class and you begin to see why a professor like BU's Mark Pettit would want to take a break from the Socratic method. Behind his podium, this tweedy, buttoned-up law professor grabs a red toy guitar and mirrored sunglasses, and in a Clark Kent-like transformation, Mark Pettit emerges as Tom Petty.
There's this product, cures your ailments, you don't believe us.
Call it a more inspired case study of the Carbolic Smokeball Company.
Smokeball, and I'm so smokeball.
And just like that, this not-so-buttoned-up-after-all contracts professor is a rock star.
Oh, God, he's wonderful.
Yeah,
definitely.
Probably the coolest thing that I ever heard of happening in a law school. I mean, it just kind of blew my mind.
Students Alexander Knapp, Alexis Rollins, and Kirsten Johnson say they appreciate Pettit's comic relief, and they say the songs actually help them.
The songs get stuck in your head.
You have so many cases, it's a lot easier to remember them when he does stuff like that.
You think he has a good voice?
I plead the fifth. I mean, he's no Michael Jackson when it comes down to it.
Maybe not, but don't tell Pettit that.
It doesn't matter who's wrong or right, just preach it. Just preach it.
Pettit started singing reluctantly some 20 years ago when a student wrote a spoof of the Brady Bunch song and asked Pettit to sing it.
So I said, whoa, wait a second. I said, you know, I can't sing. I have to have some decorum in the classroom, some dignity.
But Pettit couldn't resist.
And I said, you know, da-da-da-da, da-da. I might be able to do that, so...
So a star was born, and students have been sending Pettit more and more challenging renditions ever since.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like Britney Spears.
Oops, you decided to trust what I said about rust. You're not that innocent.
And you don't want to miss his Stairway to Heaven.
And they're buying a gateway computer. Ooh.
Pettit says he still blushes when he sings, but he sees his personal humiliation as a noble sacrifice. It encourages students to take more risks, he says, when they see me willing to look foolish myself.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Court said no relief.
But getting in touch with his inner red-hot chili pepper in a closed classroom is not the same thing, Pettit notes, as putting himself out there in front of a national radio audience.
Well, we'll see how wise this turns out to be.
Earlier this year, the Princeton Review ranked BU Law School number one in faculty quality, citing its quirky professors who make class more interesting. Consider Mark Pettit, Exhibit A of Professors Who Rock. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city I